Blog Talk Radio.
Radio with your host DJ Jane OG on the 1, 2s, and 3s to get everything you need to proceed in this crazy illusion call of the world. What's going on, people? First off, let me say peace to the gods and the goddesses, known and unknown, as well as peace to the ancestors, known and unknown. That means you and me. Hope you're having a good week. If not, hope your next week will be better. It's all about keeping a positive state of mind. And on that note, got a good show for you today. Got a guest speaker for today's show, Brother Equanif. And matter of fact, he's on the line right now, about to make his mic hot, and let him introduce himself to the world. Hold on 1 second. Going on, brother? Your mic's hot. You want to say anything to the people before we start?
Peace and power, brother. Peace and power to you, your platform, your show, bringing out the wonderful content,
sir,
that you do, and your platform, your audience. Salute to you,
yes,
and
sir,
the work that you do.
Yes, sir.
No doubt. Shai Imhotep, and you know, I'm a native of South Carolina. I'm a part of the Heninsu African community, where we practice you know, traditional, that in particular the Nkemet or the Kemetic form of African spirituality. And
yes, sir.
You know it's And I'm also affiliated and involved with several other groups, but that's my clan right there. I'm a one that has been able to be a participant, a practitioner, and engage in some of the traditional cultures and in some of the organizations that we have in order to help establish us and put us back at the place that we need to be as Black African people, and, you know, doing the things that are much needed. So, like I said, salute to you, salute to the audience. I won't get into all of that running down about myself. I'm just happy to be here and happy to engage in this this wonderful, wonderful conversation, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Also, I want to let you know I got my other brother on the line as well. He's, like I said, I ain't by myself. I got my brother, Trippy T. I'm about to make his mic hot. And
hey, what's up? What's up?
What's up, man?
Peace, brother.
How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
All right, brother. All right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. and without any further ado, the topic for today's show is enforcing the Black African willpower. And no doubt, that's some real talk right there within itself. So I'm going to start with you, Brother Equinif. I want you to tell our audience, if you don't mind, exactly how can somebody access this particular willpower that we have. And after you finish, Trippy, I get yours.
Absolutely. Well, I'm trying to make it short and sweet, but definitely direct and to the point. One of my main things that I found on my journey, on my mission, is going inward. As you called out,
yes, sir.
You know, you paid homage, you gave respect to those brothers and sisters that are in the now. And I heard you say about those that are not known or basically not in this place physically known. Our ancestors.
Yes. Yes, sir.
And a lot of knowing who you are goes into knowing who your ancestors are and were. You understand? Understanding the different value systems, the cultures, and the traditions. Because I will say, as it relates to willpower, being at this place in the European culture, it is a place that encourages the lack of willpower, right? I can say that. I'm pretty sure everybody would agree. It supports the lack of willpower because it helps to fill the jails, the prison system. It helps to make brainless customers, consumers, right? So the importance of exercising your willpower, from what I found again, does lie inside going back to those African traditional systems, which a lot of times is not all about materialism, you understand, or European materialism, placing values on mundane worldly things, going back inward to yourself, seeing what it is that makes us as beings go, looking at some of the fundamental principles, some of the key elements. You understand, as I told somebody, I was having a conversation with someone, of course we know our physical ancestors, but what about our kinship to water, to the force of water? What about our kinship to the force of air? You understand? What about our kinship to the force of divine order? You understand, whether people call it gravity or everything that holds us in place. You understand? So those things are very relative to our experience in the now, and we need not forget those things in order to establish that will. In order to establish that will in the now to help liberate who we are, to help free us, because I think we all can, again, agree that we are at a place where we are. Some people would say, well, hey, we're not slaves, but I'm one that definitely says we are still in slavery, right? Because it's never changed, right? The same person that held the whip on us 100 years or more ago, they only transitioned the whip. And, you know, now it's the gun. You see the police kneeling on our necks, the George Floyd situation. You hear about them breaking into our place where we stay, the Breonna Taylor, we can't even sleep inside our home without being killed, right? So what we see is the lack of value in our African, in our black life. So it is a time, rather not than to be singing songs about, excuse me for saying, and I quote, wet-ass pussy, right? That's a song that all of our people are singing. We need to turn it around and start singing songs of praises to our ancestors, praises to our traditional systems that held us intact, because a lot of our people don't know anything about that. So going back historically, looking at what our ancestors, what our people from way back when did in order to sustain civilizations for thousands of years, I think that's due us, so we can start implementing some of those processes, so we can start from the ground level, maintaining ourselves as individuals, knowing how to eat, you understand, being punctual with our words, being punctual, knowing how to pay attention to the right things. Because, again, this European have us all over the place, watching all kind of movies, arguing over who's going to win the Super Bowl, And as soon as we end in that discussion, we're arguing over who's going to win the NBA Finals, right? So I think it is very important for us to kind of diminish the level of education that the European has put in us, or as my brother Tyre RBG says, cut the devil's head off, right? And the devil within us, you understand?
Yeah.
Cut the devil's head off so we can start to allow that God to grow within us, so we can become that God, tapping into the African will. You understand? Tapping in because we don't, people can talk junk about our African ancestors, but we don't, there are no depictions of African ancestors mistreating a group of people in the way that we see under the European. You understand? So what we have there is more nobility. We have more respect for nature in general. And I think going back to those things, those divine things are very important for us to kind of set the tone for our path.
Yes, sir. No doubt. Trippy, you want to add on to that there, brother?
Yeah, I think that's very true because, like, I always say that energy follows thought. And nowadays, without that kind of knowledge, though, that ancestral knowledge, they're not going to actually be in tune with the different techniques that they did to turn within, to, answer to the master within themselves and stuff like that. Just like Lemuria, I discussed that about the Lemurians and how their forehead, like, it had a sensitive spot, you know, the pineal, pituitary, and hypothalamus. And how they used that specific, how they concentrated that specifically there to, talk to the God within themselves to lead and guide them and lead their energy to more prosperous things that's better for their health. They run across things that's more beneficial to them than to hurt them. And since, you know, the elite people who promote all this, you know, negative stuff, they know stuff like that. So they trick people to thinking, knowing that they know the power of doubt, but an average person doesn't know the power of their thoughts and, you know, manifestation and stuff and why these things keep attracting to them, you know, probably because they're thinking about them. So it's a bunch of techniques and it's a bunch of things that they did with discipline and consistency that led, you know, great civilizations, and they knew what to drink, what to eat. It's like, just like the four elements, like they knew how to breathe because they do meditation. That's air. That's vital life force. And they probably drunk plenty of water, which is what I also promote. And then, you know, that pineal gland, that forehead represents that divine fire. And, you know, us as human form, that's earth. And, you know, we're grounded with earth. So it's like whenever, you know, all kinds of ancestral knowledge, that would be most beneficial. But today they try to block that kind of knowledge. They don't teach it, not even in college. They just want your money and stuff. So, but learning that, it attracts stuff to you, like that kind of knowledge that you need freely, instead of trying to rip you off of education and just want to put you in debt and slavery. And they're afraid of that kind of knowledge because that's the knowledge that they still deny to this day. I know many materialist scientists still deny it to this day. They think that oxygen is everything, but it's more than just oxygen that keeps us alive. If that was the case, like I say, whenever somebody's on the hospital bed, the oxygen tank should renew them, renew their organs, renew everything, but it's this other essence, this thing that they cannot put a price on and put inside a tank. So stuff like that, they deny to promote it, and they want to keep those thoughts, you know, like people thinking this and thinking that and staying in that slavery mentality. And once they do that, they know they got you, because it's like they know that kind of knowledge. But if the average person don't, they take advantage of that person until that person, you know, sometimes religion helps and helps that person to try to find or look within in one way and to still be in a box in another way. But it makes them see greater. They're trying to, you know, get rid of religion. And, you know, so that's about all I got to say.
Okay, no doubt. I agree with both of y'all, man. It's no doubt. It's like it's, you know what I mean, it's a lot of knowledge that's been forgotten. But, see, all knowledge has never been forgotten. All knowledge has actually been forgotten. It's like it's all knowledge has always been here. We always know exactly what's real and what's fake. All you got to do is listen to this inner voice that's inside of you. Some people call it a conscience. I call it your inner spirit. But, Brother Ikwanif, we're going to get the next question. Now, you had a reference that you're part of a couple of groups of, you know, people that still practice some of those ancient knowledge practices. You said a couple of groups, and I'm not going to misquote them, but I would like for you to give, let's say, for example, somebody wants to unlock their willpower. Now, the first question was basically how does somebody access their willpower, and let's say that somebody actually does access their willpower. Now the question is, how does somebody unlock their willpower? How do they use it, in your particular opinion, sir?
Basically what the brother just said, one thing we see the kinship in a lot of our, not only in our tradition, because everybody is, you know, I'm pretty sure knowledgeable and aware to the story of Heru versus Satish or Heru versus Set, or, you know, one of the first stories talking about good versus evil, right? And this is basically speaking about the self. Right? This is speaking about yourself and that pull, that fight that we all go through. But it is, you know, and a lot of times that's passed down via our ancestors, right? Whether it be what they call generational curses, bad habits, you understand, and also good habits. So while we have and are made up of good habits and also bad habits, we have to have the conviction, as the brother said, kind of to step away from the programmed mechanisms in which the European has placed upon us in order to deceive and trick ourselves and make us fall short, right? And like I said, go back into understanding how our ancestors did it. And I'm going to reference cosmologies, okay? Speaking about stories,
yes, sir.
Okay? Speaking about songs, speaking about, you know, our rituals, the things that we do every day. And the more that we reprogram, calibrate those things that, because we must say us as Africans, us as black folk right here in America, we are very spoiled because we, now most of us wouldn't even think that we are enslaved, right? And most of us would think that, hey, man, we got it. And that's a sad prisoner of war because we don't have our own things. You know, we don't produce anything. You know, we can't stop the police from killing us. We still are fighting the same fight our ancestors were fighting 50 years ago. It's a reality, right? So there is a level of truth and honesty that one has to be with themselves in order to see the things that block them from unlocking their divine potential, right? Because if we're not careful, we'll be hiding the same baggage and the same luggage that has been keeping us so stagnant and so, you know, bogged down and unable to reach our divine potential. But like the, you know, agreeing with what the brother said, if we believe it, we can achieve it. So what my piece, you know, reminds me of is wherever your attention goes, your energy shall follow. And I'm still, we all are still works in progress. So even after you reach a higher height, so much is given, much is required. So there are different levels that you will have to exercise the will. I've been a vegan for like 7 years.
Whoa.
But after, right. Whoa. So after, some people
real quick, brother, I don't mean to cut you off, but I just want to let you know that the brother you just listening to, he's been a vegan as well. He's a vegan as well. So continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I've been a vegan for like 7 years, bro, about the same.
Okay, that's great. And you know, if you kind of follow the path like I follow, you know, there might have been a time where you exercised the will of not eating pork or not eating a certain thing, and then you were still eating sugar or even after I became a vegan, guess what? I became to be the biggest I had ever been in my life because are unhealthy vegan foods. You understand? So I think it's still a level of conditioning, and we're always going to be at that place where we are trying to burn off that bad stuff in order to increase the potential of our will. For this is what we have to do for our ancestors, because it's all about your blood. It's all about your bloodline.
Mm.
What you guys have that are stagnating, y'all, it might not be what I have because we are, you know, we're made up of different bloodlines. So I might have had an issue with smoking cigarettes that I'm having to burn. So it's about keeping up the consistency in your rituals. The brother said another key thing, you know, drinking your water, reminding yourself to drink. This is a primary ritual. Okay, should be a primary ritual, but now it could be a big thing with people looking at drinking water like, you know, going on a trip around the world. You understand? They can look at that as being a big thing. But I think conditioning yourself, doing some of those primary things, you understand, having those in which you find in ritual is a circle, all right? And when you want to create new circles, new processes, new orders, you understand, to help maintain a higher quality of life, for you, yourself, your family, so your children can see what you're doing and how you're doing it, so they can then impart and put these things in themselves and be able to, you know, pass that down to their children. You understand? And then that is what it's all about. We're doing the work of our bloodline, and this is what our ancestors are proud of. So I would say going back, what has worked for me is going back into, you know, the ancient traditions and looking at what these stories are all about. And now, rather than me thinking about booty, booty, booty that's coming through the song or watching videos or watching a WAP video, now we are programming our minds, we're programming our tongues with, you know, different illustrations. We are now thinking about, you know, the story of Heru versus Set or Sutesh. You understand? We're thinking about Heru saving his father and avenging Osir. You understand? So these are the things, and I think it's going to be all about us now creating a culture, putting these things in our songs. And if we can't do it ourselves, you know, go lift up and support those brothers and sisters that are doing that. You understand? I think that's very, very important.
Yes, sir. No doubt. Do you have any more to add on to that, Brother Equine? I didn't want to cut you off.
Well, basically, like going back again, having that time to steal away, man, that's going to be one of the most important centerpieces is having that time to steal away from the hustle and bustle of your job. And I got to tell I'm speaking to myself.
Well, for our audience,
to meditate.
I mean, cut you off, but when you say this, when you say the phrase, steal away, what exactly does that mean?
Going back to nature. Because now technological age, we can get all caught up in our phone. We can get caught up in the Fire Stick, watching YouTube. Go back to nature. Go take a trip to the water.
Yes,
meditation,
as
the brother spoke about. Meditating. You know, going back to the ways of eating rather than eating fast food and whatever they have for you. Going back in to prepare and even growing your own food, spending time in the sunlight, exercising, getting some of those primary things that are, you know, conducive and very important to our substantial living. And quite naturally, it is going to increase the potency of our willpower, because we see as us, as black folk, as African people, We die from unhealthy eating habits. We die from not knowing how to treat each other, not knowing how to walk away from certain. So I think this type of exercise, these types of rituals, will prepare you for any type of battle that you have out there in the world.
Yes, sir. No doubt. Well, real quick, we got about 20 minutes left. Normally I play the five of the day and the talk of the day, but this is a little different. But I do have a talk. Y'all might have heard of her, Dr. Jewel Pookum. And something that I had found that she wanted to say. And then when she finished this, I want to hear your perspective and Tripp's perspective as well.
Yes, sir.
So the next thing is that we understand that what you believe determines what your quality of life is going to be, not how much money you have. So individuals who basically don't believe that they're worthy and that they should have a high quality of life, regardless of how much money they have, they catch hell every day. And most of you all spend your time watching on TV, because that's what those stories are about. Dallas, all those things. Those are about people that have tons of money and live in hell every day. They can't trust people. Their kids still get sick and die. The whole bit, because money does not deal with any of that. Because it is a state of consciousness. So that means then that you can decide how much money you want to make, when you want to make it, and how you're going to have it, because that's what that is all about. It's a state of consciousness. The individual can take a rock from a beach and put two eyeballs on it and stick some little felt feet on it and make $1 million and call it a pet rock. So now, somebody else can do something so ingenious as make a satellite and be poor. Now, what's the difference? And it's a state of consciousness. I mean, personally, my opinion, I think I have more respect for the ingenuity in a satellite than somebody going to a beach and taking a rock and putting some eyeballs on it and some felt feet and making $1 million, and the person who makes the satellite is penniless. I look at Coca-Cola as a wonderful example of that. Stuff is totally worthless, has done more damage on the planet than most anything I can identify. People wait outside in line in the morning for Coke. Can't live without it. Things are everywhere. I was up in the jungles in Mexico, and the road was about this big, and we had to weave into the mountain to let a big Coca-Cola truck cross. You couldn't see houses for miles because it's all jungle. These people live in huts, but they know Coca-Cola. And so my thing was, how does something this worthless have such a famous name and everybody wants it? And the reason why is because of the state of consciousness of the marketing people at Coca-Cola. It has nothing to do with the worth of it and value of it, and does it do anything good for mankind? It does none of that. It's a state of consciousness. So you make a living based on your state of consciousness. And if you don't believe that you can make a living being happy and doing wonderful things, et cetera, enjoying life, then you won't. And if you think that you basically have to be enslaved and you got to do something that you don't want to, et cetera, because of whatever your worth ethic is that you've been handed down, then that's what you have to live under. But everybody doesn't live like that. You have people that do nothing but play basketball all day, and they're millionaires, play golf, bowl. Some people do nothing but draw and paint all day. Some people do nothing. They just go travel. They make money all kind of ways. So the key is that you have to learn that it is your state of consciousness that's determining all of this. And that's...
All right, Real Miss All Right Radio, we are back. Make my brother's mic hot. Brother Equanif, you have anything to add to that right there? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, yes, sir,
Hello?
Yes, sir. You got anything to add to that right there?
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And our Nikomet, or the Kemetic tradition, our consciousness is associated with our ancestors, okay? And when we look
yes,
at
sir.
The very beings that we are, the very makeup in which we are gracing the world in right now, it is all due to your ancestors. You understand? The very experience, the very consciousness that you have, a lot of times it has to do with your environment. You understand? So it is very important to, as the sister was speaking about, to now, rather than developing or becoming a part of a developed consciousness that is going wayward of your quality of life, now to understand who exactly you are, looking at your limbs, looking at what it's all about to be you. You understand? Even being, and I think with being more conscious, being more aware of yourself and your experience, you know, then you can see and you can look back at your ancestors and see the good things that they had to offer and the things that weren't so good. You understand? Because we look at the DNA. The DNA is, you know, basically a memory card, right? A memory card of experiences,
yes,
of data that's basically passed down. And it has a lot to do with your consciousness and how you see things or how you don't see things. So it is, again, very important in going, you know, back into our African traditions. You know, people look at voodoo or as juju as a bad thing, right? But that's what it's a weapon, right? I'm not going to say a weapon, but it's a tool, either of prosperity, just as a gun is. A gun can help you kill your animals to provide food for you, or a gun can destroy a whole community, right? So it's the same thing with when you're looking at particle magic, when you're looking at, you know, magic in general, because you would say, well, dog, how could somebody sit over here and, you know, want to pay $1,000 for a rock with eyes on it? Or how would somebody want to spend tons of money on something, on the very thing that was going to destroy their lives because of your consciousness, because somebody has you duped, somebody, because you look at the marketing. This is why they spend so much money on marketing, advertising, bombarding your brain with these illustrations, right? So rather than you thinking and looking at the cosmologies and looking at the things that your ancestors looked at, and as far as lifting up nature, now you're being sold by what the European, you know, are you, as long as something is going on in the news, you're turning on. We're turning on world star hip hop, or we're all on Facebook, trying to, and that is a thing that's now going to embed itself, and now that's going to be a part of your memory card, and that's going to basically dictate how you're going to do things. So it is very important to go back to the root, go back to the things that are divine, right? So we can share the divine consciousness. Because, again, wherever your attention goes, your energy shall follow. So it's a thing, if you're going somewhere, if your attention is going somewhere that's leading you to a bottomless pit, your energy is going to go there as well. You're going to want to. So it is very important to go to meditation. Meditation is very important, because realizing, becoming one, I think the brother said it earlier when you were speaking about water, going back to your breath, you understand? Understanding how important it is just to listen and envision your breath, you understand? And then you can look at some of the primary things that allow you to be able to watch TV. Because if it weren't for your breath, that TV would be as dead as ever, as just as you were, all right? If it wasn't for your breath, so it's not. So we must stop, you know, taking these very things for granted, you understand? And looking at what the Creator has bestowed within us and around us for us to tap into those things that reflect that. Because we have to look at this European. There has never been a civilization that known death and destruction and harm and degradation to things as in the face of the Europeans. You can't name me one, right? So we have to be careful that we aren't training and programming our consciousness to align with that of the European. And I think that's what a lot of times we have done, and it's of utmost importance to now wash and cleanse ourselves so we can get back to that pure divine way of life and divine way of thinking.
Yes, sir. All right, Trippy, if you want to add on to it, we got 10 minutes left, so you got 5 minutes, brother.
All right. I just want to say that, Yes, I believe that whenever she's talking about consciousness, I believe that meditation is the one, you know, the number one thing, and raising your vibrations, raising your awareness, and having those thoughts that you never had before, doing things, thinking of things that you've never thought of before, looking up things and or running across things. Say you're playing on your phone and you run across this meditation thing, when you run across this, that leads you to that, that leads you to that, that finally leads you to the big thing, stuff like that. And because it's, and I believe also, like the brother said, that people need to stop taking breathing for granted, because you can go without water and food for a couple of days, but you can't go 1 hour without, or probably not even 10 minutes without breathing. So I think that it is very, very important. It is one of the most important things to realize about yourself and to want to go deeper into exercising it, so you get this experience, you get these high vibrations, you get this euphoric sense of happiness. You see that the happiness has always been there with you, and you don't have to depend on the TV or anybody outside of you to make you happy and to make you want to have that kind of feeling forever and to pursue whatever you want to do with consistency and happiness. Because there's no, I mean, stress and anxiety can't stop you. Those, you know, the stress, anxiety, depression, those are three things that plague this whole world, and I mean around everywhere. And people who don't have that knowledge or don't have that way of raising their vibrations to make them realize constantly that there is something greater within them, it's saddening, because they have to depend on the European, you know, the media, the European stuff, and it's barely anything good on there. I mean, you know, you watch the news, it's way more tragedy than, you know, some good stuff that'll make you, you know, feel, you know, a sense of warmness and stuff. It's always tragedy on any kind of news station. It don't matter. But knowing that, for people who do know that, they can watch it and not be naive to it, not be tricked by it, but to just kind of observe and study. But the people who don't know about it, and they just let it take their subconscious over, and it suddenly becomes a law, like a law within them to act this way, to do this, to do that, and it's going to be hard to, you know, to do away with that law as far as their consciousness, because they've been taught that way so long that it's going to take a lot more work and to you know, reverse and make that not a law. You know, it's kind of like, you know, each one of us has like a constitution, a government within ourselves. We govern ourselves. So we ourselves, whether we are aware of it or not, are creating laws for ourselves and practices. So the practices that we allow in our lives, and we allow it to be allowed to do this, to do that, to want to think about this, to want to watch that. If we feed into stuff that is unhealthy for us, you know, stuff like that, and the consciousness of, you know, people think of Coca-Cola being better than breathing, half-assed. I mean, stuff like that. They take importance on way more stuff than they ever would breathing. But if they have, but not knowing that insufficient oxygen, and you know, that leads to any kind of disease. Because if your organs, all your organs, you know, play a different role. If one of them is not getting enough oxygen, blood flow, like some rich oxygen to them, then they perform inefficiently. It's like a pancreas with low oxygen, constant low oxygen. It's you're probably going to end up getting diabetes one day and stuff like that. And, you know, it's certain emotions that, you know, anger. It sets off something that if it's constant, you have cardiovascular problems. You know, people who anger all the time, they're going to be the ones who, you know, have the most heart attacks and stuff, you know, scientifically speaking. And
no doubt. I
like
mean, good job, brother, but got like 4 minutes all right. left, man.
Yeah,
But yeah, we got 4 minutes left. But I'm going to end the show. Man, I appreciate my brother Equanif calling in. Appreciate you, brother, as well as Trippy, man. I'm going to sign out. Normally, I give people some good encouraging words, but yeah, I pretty much covered everything else. So, like, it's not too much for me to say, but just to get my, like, little bit of input on this rest of the show, I just want to say that your willpower is basically in this is just my belief. Your willpower is basically in your own belief in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, then how can you think that you can achieve anything? You got to believe in yourself. You got to have some confidence in yourself. Even if you know that the approach that you're taking to get whatever you're trying to get might be wrong, but hey, believe in it. You know, it's an old saying, they say that sometimes you got to do a little dirt to do a little good. You know what I mean? So, you know, don't look down on yourself because you got to do something that you don't want to do to get what you want to get. Just look at it as an obstacle. That's what I can say. Well, I appreciate y'all brothers for calling in. We'll go ahead and sign out.
Absolutely,
got like,
3 minutes
left. Brother Equanif, if you want to sign out real quick, if you want to give the people like some contact information, if they ever want to contact you, ask you any questions, anything like that, as well as you, Trippy. We got 3 minutes left.
Okay, I'm going to wrap it up like this. I just want to add on to what you were saying is the importance of encouraging the African will is directing us as African warriors. You understand? We have to be fighters. You know, that's going to be very important to keep that fight going, you know, to be able to deny a lot of that stuff that you know is not right and start to do the things that you know are beneficial for you and your family and also your bloodline. But if anybody wants to hit me up, I'm on Facebook, not really on social media like that, but I'm on Facebook. You can hit me up at Equanif, I-Q-A-N-I-F. I'm the only Equanif that is on Facebook. Or you can hit my Gmail. My Gmail is Shabazz Barksdale. That's SHABAAZBARKSDALE@Gmail. And, you know, I'll be happy to engage with you or, you know, help out my people however I can, brother. So it was a pleasure being on the show and a great topic, and hopefully we all could have assisted our people in a better way.
Yes, sir. Appreciate that, brother. Trippy?
Well, I just want to say that what I always say to close it is that energy follows thought. So focus your energy on what you want more of, not what you tend to see and what they try to make you believe, but focus on what you want more of.
Yes, sir. Appreciate that, brothers. Y'all already know I got Trippy's links in the descriptions. Y'all can just check that out. Appreciate that, brothers, and we're going to go ahead and sign it out, man. Real Soul Music Talk Radio. Appreciate y'all, brothers.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace. Peace.